Everlasting Joy, April 21st. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. The last hope of the disciples seemed swept away as Jesus died. Many of his followers witnessed the scene of his sufferings and death, and their cup of sorrow was full. Lonely hours they spent in weeping over their disappointment. They had expected that Jesus would reign a temporal prince, but their hopes had died with him. In their sorrow and disappointment, they doubted whether he had not deceived them. Even his mother wavered in her faith in him as the Messiah. Jesus arose from the dead, a triumphant conqueror. In solemn awe the angelic host gazed upon the scene. And as Jesus came forth from the sepulchre, those shining angels prostrated themselves to the earth in worship, and hailed him with songs of victory and triumph. Jesus remained with his disciples 40 days, causing them joy and gladness of heart as he opened to them more fully the realities of the kingdom of God. His anxious followers gladly listened to his teachings, eagerly feasting upon every word which fell from his holy lips. Now they certainly knew that he was the Savior of the world. Their hearts were warmed with love and exceeding joy, as Jesus told them that he would go and prepare mansions for them, and come again and receive them, that they might be ever with him.